Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
What in the world is good, everybody? Thank you all for tuning in. You're rocking with the Broke Boys over at Man to Man. We are more clueless than blue on Blue's Clues. We create a conversation between girl problems, couch conversations, and basketball. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the Hoop Star.
After the third take, let's do it, Hoop. We're on Dash Radio's Nothing But Net channel. You can also find us on all streaming and social platforms at Man to Man Podcast. Leave us a 5-star review, subscribe to our channel, but most importantly, share with your mom and get your damn merch. Speaking of merch, Liam, go ahead and show it up. Cardi B, Uzi, Biggie, Nirvana. We have all exclusive merch. It's on our Patreon, so go check out our Patreon. Everything exclusive there. We have behind the scenes, meet the interns, exclusive merch, and different tiers. We have rookie tier, all-star tier, legendary tier. The different tiers come with different incentives to them at the end of each month. $5 tier is what? Sticker at the end of the month. Then we have a new merch at the end of the month for the $10. Then legendary, fuck it. You can be on our show if you want to. We ain't got no damn clue what's going on. Help us out. And speaking of that, who made the merch? Our friends over at Fiverr. They created these super cool illustrations for us. That's how we got it going. If you guys are thinking about creating a podcast or making merch, go to Fiverr, make a great first impression, and start with that cover art. Look good, feel good, and podcast better. Our friends over at Fiverr are an online marketplace for freelance services with low-cost providers from all over the world, and it gets its name from the starting prices of services, which is only $5. Let the boys over at Man to Man give you a head start and hit that link in our description, or head over to our website at Man to Man Podcast. There's an sout.com to get started. That's pretty much it. We got a super cool interview lined up for you guys. You're on TikTok or the social media world. You'll definitely want to stay tuned for this one. Watching the Masters. It's Sunday Masters final round. Liam, you watching it?
I am. I got it on the TV. I'm a big golf. I would say I'm a golf fan, but I'm not the diehard. Let me watch every tournament every weekend.
It's hard to bet on golf, and I know you're a big bettor.
Yeah. I mean, the bigger ones, the Masters. I mean, you got the US Open, all of those. I'll watch those, but not every weekend. And we got a first time, you know, Matsusume is, I
hope. No way you're going to get that right.
I think it's Matsusume. I don't even know how to pronounce
it. He's a fucking stud in the wall, dude.
Yeah, he kind of popped off after Saturday night. They took a little break there due to some rain. And after that, he was on the course putting up some numbers. Yeah. It's good to see somebody, you know, not from the U.S., you know, make a imprint on, I guess, heavily strong U.S. presence as in golf is.
Always. Right. Just pretty much benchmarking his name right now. And it looks like he's the front runner. It looks like where it's like 2 p.m., 3 p.m. Eastern time, guys, on Sunday. And I think he just teed off. So I think he's up 4 strokes, minus 11 right now behind Schaffel. I don't know if I totally got that right, or Schaffel's in second or third. I don't know, one of those. But pretty much, yeah, just another guy coming from outside the United States and benchmarking a name for himself. So shout out that guy. I actually was at my boy's crib last night for a go away party, and I was swinging the golf club in the living room, and I broke his chandelier. So. if you want to say I got a little bit of Sunday scaries, yeah. He just said it would come out of the deposit, but I think they pretty much used the deposit for everything else prior. So I'm just not going to text him until he moves out of Tennessee. Yeah. So sorry to the landlord. Yeah, it was bad. They even got it on camera. I actually want to show you the video. These girls were doing their own TikToks, and I was in the background swinging this golf club and she caught everything. I hit the shit out of the chandelier on my back swing, and it just all broke. And Ben comes flying in from another room, and he's just like screaming. He was like, oh my God, dude. And I'm just like, I didn't even move. I just paused, you know, right. Cause I'm not going to try to like put the golf club down and act like it wasn't me. I'm just mid air, just like waiting for him to come in. So that was fun.
You got to get your swing in somehow, right?
That's what I'm saying. If I see a golf club, and I'm sure everybody can relate to this, it's always, you always grab the golf club no matter where you are in the house and do your little practice swing, or am I just totally tripping?
Oh, I do that all the time. I mean, I got my putter out all the time. I'm, you know, yeah. I walk into my room, I got the putter sitting right there by the door. I'll take it out and, you know, swing it a little bit. But let's go into, before we get into our interview here, let's get into trivia question of the week. Shout out to last week's winner at They Love Billion for getting it right. Last week's question was, who was the first NBA team in NBA history to lose three straight finals? The answer, the New York Knicks. I mean, we see that nowadays that they're, you know, I guess an embarrassment of an organization. But shout out to him. Thanks for getting it right. I think he was an Instagram follower or whatnot, right? He was on Instagram.
Yeah, he's on Instagram. Shout out to him.
Yeah, but
we got a new one.
This week's question, what year was the three-point line introduced into the NBA?
You got any guesses? I know this one. I feel like I know this one. Pete Maravich days. Yep. It's got to be like 19. See, no, it wasn't Pete Maravich. Pete Maravich was what, 72? I could be totally wrong about that. I'll just guess the number. I'd probably say like mid-70s.
Yeah, okay. That's a good era. You're not right. 1972 is not right, but you're in the ballpark.
Hold up now. 72 is not my guess.
Oh, I thought you said that was your guess there.
Now, I thought, okay, how about 75?
75. Also not right, but good era. It's somewhere in the 70s, but damn. Yeah, that's our week's trivia question. But with that, guys, please enjoy our interview coming up.
Once again, you're listening to Man on Dash Radio. We got Kane Trujillo, creator of the new trend, and many would say a TikTok star with over 2.7 million followers. Kane, thanks for coming on, dude, and chatting with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me, bro. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, dude. It's always a pleasure. It's our first time. We're a basketball channel. We talk about girl problems and everything else, but it's our first time having a famous TikToker on. So we're super excited for this interview. Kane, before we get started, I mean, dude, what is the new for those who may not know at all?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you are not familiar with this new, the you gotta hop on. Go on TikTok. Type in Numane, N-E-U-M-A-N-E. Bro, it is the most catchy, satisfying dance you'll ever fucking watch. I'm sorry, but like, it's amazing, man. Go get some good vibes. Watch my shit. And yeah, just smiles.
Can we get a little preview of it? Can we get a little dance right now?
I don't know. Not the right time, bro.
It's always, hey, new guy, can you do the dance? Not, hey, new guy, how are you doing today, right? Where did you find the sound? Like, why this sound? We know new, but like, why this sound? And is there any meaning behind it?
Yeah, not really much meaning at all, bro. Honestly, I was just scrolling through TikTok. I heard the sound and I was like, wow, this is such a catchy, like, perfect song for TikTok. You can make some skits out of this. I'm a big skit guy. And believe it or not, when the Capitol was raided back in, you know, the beginning of the year, like, you know, how the fucking security guard just basically let him through.
Yeah.
I heard the song. That was when I first caught the song. And I was like, oh, the thing goes, oh, you said you want, I can take you there. And I was just like, okay, I can make something out of this.
Yeah.
And the Capitol, the security guard mix, that was my first time ever using it, dog. And for some reason, it blew up a little bit, a couple million. And I just kept on using it. And it just fits so perfectly with my vibe, bro. And that's why it's a good vibe, bro.
I've seen it on different TikTok videos, but a lot of the other videos don't have that exact clip that you usually do. It's like a different part of the song that I've never heard of before, which is funny that you clip that exact part. Is there, I mean, how many ideas have you came up, have you come up for this trend? I got a feeling you got like notes in your phone or something. And I have another feeling that all the ideas and topics haven't actually made it to the TikTok world. Am I wrong? Bro.
You're spot on.
Okay.
This guy knows what the hell's going on. No, bro, you're keeping track, bro, of what like I'm doing, which is interesting. Bro, yes, you're right. I definitely have a fat ass note, like a fat ass section of notes of ideas. But like the ones that I've put out, those, I mean, there's endless amount of ideas. This is just the beginning. And people don't get bored of this shit, which is very interesting. Very interesting, because a lot of stuff gets boring when you watch it repetitively. But for some reason, if you get a good idea, a very interesting, clever idea that mixes well with the song and the dance, bro, it's going to take off.
So how do you know which one actually makes it, though? Do you look at it and you're like, fuck, dude, that one's it? Like the SpongeBob one was hilarious yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I guess how many videos are too many videos in a day? Too many videos on TikTok?
Honestly, so I'm going to give you guys some amazing tips. I'm going to give you a lead.
Give us the spiel, dude.
If you're starting TikTok, man, listen, in the beginning, when you are just starting out and obviously your follower count isn't as big, bro, you got to do quantity over quality. Okay. Mm-hmm. Get at least two or three out. I don't give a fuck what kind of content it is. Try to make people laugh. That's what people do. Bro, 2 to 3 videos a day. When you start getting traction like I am, like crazy traction, now it switches over to quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. Make one good video a day instead of three, because listen, bro, you got a following now. There's more eyes that are going to watch that no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Quality one, boom. Let's go.
That's it. That's it. All right. Golly, man. Take some notes over there, Hoop.
It's simple, but it's not easy, you know?
Mm-mm,
yeah. Not at all.
Well, so we know what the new is, kind of the background about that. Let's take a step back. We kind of talked about a little bit before we got recording here, but what was it like before, you know, you kind of blew up in this last year on TikTok? What were you doing before TikTok? What was the game plan? School, college? I mean, what's the deal? How'd you get into it? What's life before TikTok?
Absolutely, man. So I was telling my buddy, your friend, right before the podcast, it basically like I was wanting to go to college, you know, join the whole fraternity shit and have a great time, you know, best 4 years of your life, people say. Mm-hmm. And bro, I just realized that would not have been the best decision for my life at that time, man. I would have just, you know, been distracted, never went to school, man, never went to class. Yeah. And bro, like, I was just thinking, I love film, I love TV, I love acting, and honestly, I fucking took the biggest leap of my life. I moved to New York City to pursue film and acting, bro. And I kid you not, that's literally what I wanted to do at that time forever. Like, I was just like, I'm never going to stop doing this. I don't give a fuck what happens. As if I get 100 no's, that 101st no or that 101st fucking person is going to be a yes. You guys know what I'm saying? That was
right.
A little bit, but you got to keep going because you never know when you're going to get that yes, bro. And every time you go, every no, you're one more closer to that yes, bro. I'm telling you, man, it's a very psychological path what I'm doing. This film, this entertainment industry, it's hard to make it, man. Not a lot of people make it big in this shit. But if you just keep going, tunnel vision, don't listen to the naysayers, man. And just, chase your passion. This is my passion now forever. It's going to be social media, film, and entertainment. And, yeah, bro. Now it's that.
That's so insane. Go ahead.
So you mentioned you moved to New York City right before college, or the deciding factor of not to go to college, I guess it is.
I didn't answer the question properly. It was, what did I do?
Yeah.
My bad. It was I moved out of New York to pursue film, and that was it. And then COVID hit. I moved back to South Carolina and did TikTok. So now we're doing this. Cool.
Awesome. Love it. I was going to say, Hoop, I was telling you, dude, at least you're not in $40,000 deep of debt. So you're all good there. Don't worry about it. Keep doing you. We've seen the backstage pages. You're killing it with the film and everything else.
Yeah.
So now you move back to South Carolina. And I think we can all relate a little bit. We all tried TikTok. We didn't know what TikTok was. No. But when I was sitting working from home in March of last year, I said, fuck it, dude. I'm making me a TikTok. I made a bunch of them, never went viral, got way too embarrassed. My shit was funny, dude. I was dancing, but the shit just wasn't popping off. And I'm guessing you kind of did the same thing. So now that you have a bunch of clout and everything, you're gaining followers on TikTok. One question that we wanted to ask you is, you get recognized in public. I don't know what the COVID thing is with you guys in South Carolina. I'm in the South. There ain't really no rules anymore, but it's just curious, man. You ever get recognized in public now?
Yeah, bro. Listen to this. So when I met up with Coochie Man, YNJ, the guy who makes the song that I went crazy with. Yeah.
Okay. That's another thing I wanted to ask you. You kind of put him on game too, right?
Bro, this story is amazing. It was some of the most craziest shit that I've ever had happen in my life. I just met up with this dude and it's just like, what? How? I mean, he's not major, but like, it's literally just this rapper that I was making a song to. Mm-hmm. And I mean, bro, believe it or not, I went out and saw him in Miami and his label hit me up. He was like, they were just like, listen, we know what you're doing. Come meet Jay. And I was like, bet.
Yeah. Right. Say less.
Talked to my manager. We set that up, bro. And basically 25 to 30 people, I'm just walking in public, 25 to 30 people knew who the fuck I was. I live in South Carolina, bro.
Yeah.
This is Miami. What?
That's insane,
dude. Everything was just like weird. I was just like, wait, so this has happened.
Yeah. So this is what it feels like. And were they asking you, just like Liam earlier, were they asking you to do the whole shebang or were they just trying to be like, yo, honestly, what up, dude?
Yeah, bro. There's a lot of the people that are behind me, man, I'm not going to lie. There's some cool guys. Like I never had weird people just like, you know what I mean? Obviously you're going to come across them, but like every guy that like came up to me and was just like, yo, they were cool as fuck. And they were never like forcing me to do shit. They were just like, yo, I fuck with you. Never asked for pictures. I think a couple people did, but they just let me mind my business. And bro, I respect that, man, because listen, I know this is all new to me, but I'm going to respect someone's space no matter what. You know what I mean? So yeah, bro, it's definitely, they're cool though. They say good shit. They all just dap me up and like,
yeah. So what'd you do in Miami, dude? You stay there for a weekend, you go to Club 11?
Bro, unfortunately I never went to the clubs. I don't know why, shit. But like I was only there for two nights, but I don't know if I can talk about this, but can we talk about like Bud and shit? Like, word. Me and Jay, I mean, he's obviously just a typical rapper. Dude rolled up a King Kong backwood, the fattest. Bro, I just kicked it with him and had a great time, man.
You should have did a fucking remix with him in the studio, dude. Fuck.
Hey, man, trust me, there's a lot of shit in the works.
Well, what do your parents think about the success? I guess that's another question that we had. It sounds like we were talking about it and you just kind of mentioned a little bit. They allowed you to do your thing, move up to New York. They sound like they're very understanding parents, which is super dope. What do they think about it? What's the TikTok? Did you try to explain to them what it is and everything else?
You know, it's funny. In the beginning, like when I was getting a little traction, I was showing my mom the phone and like the numbers and shit. And she was just like, oh, cool. So I come from a Spanish background. My mom, she's an immigrant. She moved here when she was like 20. So her English, it's very well, but like it has some weaknesses. So like her whole like idea on the American, like, you know, just society and the way we just like do shit, it's very, let's just say she's naive a little bit. And I show her these numbers and she's just like, oh, cool, Kane. In reality, this is like essentially how I explain it to her, how I try to, is if you were at a concert, this is what I say to my mom. Mom, if you're at a concert and you see that guy on stage and there's 20,000-30,000 people on the floor, I'm that guy. And she's just, oh. So it's basically like.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
This shit is like the new like way of just like, you know what I mean?
Right. And instead of 20,000-30,000, it's, you know, 2, 3, 4, 10 million.
Yeah.
In your audience.
And now are you showing her the phone and be like, look, no, it's actually like a thing now, like 10 million. Now I'm making money off TikTok and shit. She's like, well, fuck yeah, dude.
I think that's when she realized. I was like, mom, I'm making like a fat paycheck on this shit. Yeah. I'm not like, she was asking me like, what are you doing in your room all day? Because I was chilling in my room. I didn't really bother to hang out with anyone because I'm kind of, you know, worried. But aside from that, bro, I'm just in my room a lot of the time. And she's like, Kane, what are you doing? And I'm just like, mom, I'm doing my shit. And I don't really tell her because like I was still growing and I couldn't really like give her results, you know. But now it's like, mom, this was what I was doing all that fucking time in my room. Creating content and just basically finessing the fucking algorithm, bro. Yeah. I found the way on TikTok now. And it's a secret. But like, bro, if you find it, keep going with that shit, man. Like,
that's insane. We had one video that blew up, but it only hit like 74,000. But seeing the numbers go up after like every minute, I was doing the same thing. I was showing my mom. My mom was like, I don't give a fuck, dude. I was like, no, this is actually crazy right now, dude. Like 5,000, 10,000. I can't even imagine what it was like for, you know, one of your first viral videos. It's insane. Then we stopped after that. We plateaued after that. I was like, fuck, I think we hit it and now we're out.
You got us, bro. If the snowball's rolling, keep it rolling, man.
We tried, man. We tried. It didn't work.
Hey, bro, listen, there's still time. There's a lot of time left on TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's still early as fuck, man. It's not saturated like YouTube. YouTube, it's hard to get famous, right? It's hard to get big. There's too many people on it. Too many creators. Start posting TikTok, my guy, for real, man.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. But so you kind of mentioned a little bit about the coronavirus is kind of where it started for you. And we know coronavirus affected a lot of people in a lot of different ways. But what do you think that quarantine period for you really helped you just hone in on your craft? And how did that, you know, the whole quarantine period help you grow into what you are right now?
Yes, bro. Good question, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, without quarantine, I don't think I would be where I'm at today. Because I think I'd still be in New York City going full thrust on acting, just everything, all chips in on film and acting. And like I said, quarantine hit. And that is literally the exact reason that I started TikTok. And I think that's why everybody even got on TikTok. And that's why it's so massive like it is today, because we had nothing better to do to be on our phones than be on our phones. And like, I just started posting content literally because I was bored out of my fucking mind in my room. And yeah, that's literally why I'm here today. It's crazy.
So why was it TikTok? Is that just because it was the new thing, or like you just wanted to just, I don't know, have
not
fun,
Instagram
some fun?
Or anything else. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why was it TikTok?
Dude, another great question. I mean, honestly, bro, like, because it's so easy to make it there. It's very, very easy. Like I was just saying, it's not as saturated. Instagram, there's too many people. YouTube, too many people. But TikTok, first of all, it's addicting as fuck. Second of all, the way they made this app, oh, it's mastered. It's so, it's kind of scary how good they created it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. It's so perfect for the time we live in today. The mix of the sound, the mix of the edits it has, and then just the dances and how trendy shit can go viral. Mastered app, bro. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people too that don't want to watch content, but don't want to actually make the content, you know, go through that time of editing and making the content. And even Liam, when quarantine started, I don't know about you. I think a lot of us were like, well, what is TikTok? Should we get on TikTok? And a lot of people had that perspective of like, oh, no, TikTok's for like younger Generation Zs. And that now we're all fucking addicted to it. I'm on TikTok. I wake up, I get on TikTok. It's crazy. But being famous on TikTok, what comes with that status? Obviously, I don't know if you can talk about like how much money you make on TikTok and shit. I think there's a contract because I've watched a bunch of videos and people don't know if they can say it or not. But like, does it come with sponsorships, endorsement deals? I know you just got some gear from an NFL team. Like, what's some of the cooler things that come with that?
Hell yeah, man. Honestly, bro, like this is what I've always wanted for brands to just hit you up and say, hey, I want to send you a bunch of free shit. Just wear it.
Yeah.
And bro, I kid you not, like, It gets cool, man. Like I just said, because basically any brand that I've liked, that I followed, that I use, I just text them or DM them. And 9 out of 10, they respond now because I have a following and they can use that to their advantage. And basically I help them help me and vice versa. It's amazing, man. I love it.
That's insane. Fucking influence over here, dude. That's one of the biggest, coolest jobs. So let's go back into talking about this viral video. I just want to touch up on this again, because you're talking about how there's a secret to the TikTok algorithm. But what was, and then I was just talking about our first video, our only video that blew up on the numbers. That first viral video, I don't know if you remembered or if you can remember your first viral video or not, but what was that like? I know you said you were showing your mom and everything, but after that, then you hit it again, like, where you just like, I got it, dude. Like, I figured it out. And then how did you figure it out? Can you tell us the secret to the algorithm or no?
Bro, that's the, it's interesting, bro. So basically, listen, I'm not going to lie. I can't even remember the first viral video I made because I've had so many.
We know what it is. We got it in our notes right here if you want us to tell you what it is.
Which one is it?
It's the when she asks, how long do I suck for till I come, bitch? Yeah.
Wait.
No, no. That's not it, Liam, is it? Ever walk into the bathroom and look into the mirror and say, how fucking ugly am I or whatever?
Oh, that was, like, oh, you remember that?
That we was did like your first on you, dude. Yeah.
That was like your first one that hit like 500,000.
How long have you been following me, homie?
For a minute, dude. Yeah.
For a good minute.
Bro, yeah. That's like before 100K, my guy.
Yeah. Well, we're there, dude. Yeah. That's why we want to have you on the podcast. Yeah. I got you, dude.
I respect
GGs. GGs.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
So what was that video like? And then the next one, the how long do I suck for? You caught it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bro, I'm not going to lie. Once you see engagement, once you see like this can happen, you will never, ever look back. That's, yeah. I just got the bug. I was like, oh shit, I'm just making videos in my bathroom on my phone. I can make an empire. That's what I was thinking. I can build something here. And I just never, like I said, stay consistent, man. Consistency is everything on TikTok, bro. If you go 2 days, 3 days without posting, the algorithm's going to forget about you. That For You page isn't going to like you anymore. TikTok wants you to be engaged in the app. That's why it said it's so mastered perfectly, because they give you fruits if you, you know what I mean, give them fucking content.
Right. No, so I have this question. So now you're talking about this platform that you have and your followers and people are, you know, talking about you and stuff like that. Is there something, you know, for your like future in terms of, are you doing TikTok full time? Do you want to transition into something else that this platform is giving you? Because we see, I mean, not to, you know, kind of compare, but we see other, you know, big TikTokers use this platform from TikTok and maybe go sing or like start businesses and go into podcasting. Is there like another next step after this TikTok that you kind of want to pursue in terms of like maybe it's acting? I know you mentioned that. Is there a plan for this for you?
Absolutely, man. You can't just keep all your eggs in one basket. Let's just say that, bro. I'm obviously in talks with a bunch of well experienced people in this business, man. And I ask them questions that I, you know what I mean, think I need to ask, because bro, like this, you can lose it all overnight, believe it or not. But if you have, you know, a diverse portfolio, you can't lose all that in one night. That's why I'm going to YouTube for sure. Instagram as well. And honestly, I want to just like pursue film and acting. And I think with the following after that, you're already bringing an audience to the film when it's released. So a lot more opportunity there. And I love anything with film, bro. That's the question. Acting, film.
For sure. That's what that's what we thought. But we were just making sure that's... I don't know. You might have a secret agenda talking about you want to go, I don't know.
Hey, they do full-time. They do full-time TikTok too, dude. But I totally fucking respect that, because we're always like, we got to have a plan B with something. There's always a plan B. I love that answer. Yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go. Before we get into some funny questions and games, we're chilling with the new man. Come on, new man. Come on. Look it up. You talked about TikTok, and this is something that you talked about, TikTok being so fresh. And so BFF, so I was watching Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards podcast the other day, and they had Noah Beck on. They were asking if TikTok was like dry right now. I don't know if you feel the same way. And I don't know if one of our other questions was like, do you think TikTok, how long will it last? Will it ever die in the next few years? Or what do you think about that whole thing?
Yo, honestly, dog, you just gave me a great idea. I'm going to hit up Barstool or Portnoy to have me on that podcast.
It's good.
Yeah, that guy, Josh Richards, he's business savvy. I like that shit. But I was going to say, what was the first question? What was the first question?
They were talking about how TikTok was kind of dry right now. And I don't know if it needs more or less content, because I'm on my For You page and then I look at all the comments that are like, is everybody's videos right now on their For You page all like over a million likes? And they're talking about how it's broken or some shit.
Yeah. Yo, I'm not going to lie. I think it's the total opposite for me. This shit ain't dry. This is not. you have quality content, if you have shit that's going to make people laugh, unoriginal or original. A lot of TikTok shit is unoriginal. People try to get on me for copying content. Homie, it's fucking TikTok. Almost everything is copied. Whoever makes it better, that's who wins.
Right.
A lot of shit on there, you're going to see repetitively, but who makes it better, man? Like I just said, I see a lot of different creators. It's the energy you get from that creator. It's all about energy, bro. Make people fucking laugh and make people come back. You're going to win that, bro. I don't think it's dry at all. I think they're just making dry content.
There you go.
No, I get it. I get it. Because when they're asking them, they're like, well, Portnoy was like, well, who's the it guy in that Sway House right now? And it's like, well, really nobody. Because I'm almost saying, well, yeah, because those guys kind of blew up already on TikTok. That's why they're kind of plateauing. And then it's like new guys like you that are on TikTok that are actually funny and not just like showing their faces because they're very good looking. But I guess that brings me to a whole other question. Is it harder for a guy to get more popular on TikTok than a girl?
Yo, let's be honest. I mean, we all know who's listening. We all know what the fuck I'm about to say. So basically...
Oh, he's calling shots already. All right, here we go.
It's with all due respect, good looking people get an edge. We all know it's true. Mm. I mean, it's just easier to watch that. And that's just facts. And it sounds like bad to say, but it's just facts. And we all know it's true. But if you have, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's that. I'm just going to leave it there.
Well, I was going to say, because like we see a bunch of like girls try to go viral and famous on TikTok that we know. And I'm almost thinking, damn, girl, you really ain't hitting numbers, though. And I get like there's all the asses and everything on TikTok. I don't know. But if you're a dude, I feel like, and you got some funny content, then it might be a little easier. I could be totally wrong. Liam, you said some stat about TikTok last night, didn't you?
Yeah. So there's a lot more female presence, users, I guess you would say, on TikTok, right?
Interesting. I'm sure.
But like for guys, most of the time you get the female. I guess we start with this. Could you tell us what your ratio is on your TikTok? Is it mostly female or is it half and half or what's that right now?
It's actually 50% guys, like 49% girls.
Okay. So you're right split down the middle because I was kind of looking into it a little bit and they said a lot of for guys, it's a lot of girls and not so many, you know, guys that follow them. And then, but for a girl that's famous, most of theirs is, you know, they take most of the guy, you know, numbers and not as much girls, but there's more famous girl TikToks that have bigger numbers than guy TikTokers. So it was kind of like, do the girls like the you know, the famous guy or because they get all, you know, their numbers are mostly girls, but then these famous girl TikTokers, those top heavy girls TikTokers, they have all the guys. So it's like, where's the balance? And for you, it sounds like you're right down the middle there. So,
yeah, I don't know. That's all so confusing.
Yeah.
I said, man, comedy wins because like, genders laugh. I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm gonna make you laugh.
Right. So who's your top? When you like look at it, who would you say your target audience would be? If you had to say, like, maybe age, maybe gender, maybe I don't know.
Above, like, you know, like, I'm not going to lie. A lot of my content, there's some dark humor on there. And I think some kids will take it to heart and don't really understand. Like, this is just adult, like, you know, not adult, but like 18 and plus, let's just say, like, content to watch. Because some, I mean, bro, parents fucking DMing my mom on Facebook saying, did you now? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like,
oh, man.
But I honestly just I want to reach people and anybody, man. Just I want to make people, you know what I mean.
Is there a new TikTok trend that you might try out, or do you have a favorite TikTok trend like all time?
Oh, dude, the only one that I can really think
besides
of
besides the new new.
I don't like I said, bro. I'm a very diverse kind of guy. It looks like I'm just doing one piece of content, the new new, but like it's working and.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No, I love it, dude. If you could collaborate with anybody in the world, who would it be?
Ooh, Jimmy Tatro.
Oh, fuck. That's a good one, dude. Jimmy Tatro. All right, cool. We're going to play a a game that I kind of described to you a little bit before, but it is draft your ultimate like TikTok content slash like dream house. And you're in it, obviously. So we have these content houses we see, Sway House, FaZe Clan. They got the houses out there. Who the fuck knows? But you have to draft one influencer, one YouTuber, one TikToker, and one celebrity. And this could be a house where, you know, you make the most money in, the most endorsement deals, most popular, most brand safe. It's all up to you, dude. And I don't know, Liam and I don't know if we're playing this, but we kind of just want to hear your answers. So
yeah,
we'll leave it to you. Maybe if you got a fucking house name with it, who knows, dude? I'm just trying to pick your brain here.
It's a pretty tough question. No one's asked me that. Like I said, Tatro, for sure. I need that. Okay. Make some skits with. Oh, you want to know who else? Trevor Lawrence. No, not Trevor Lawrence. You know who I'm talking about. Fuck, what's his name?
Trevor Wallace.
What's his? I got it right here.
Trevor Wallace, I think.
Trevor Wallace, yes, sir.
Yeah. He's hilarious, dude. Is he? What are you putting him as?
Bro, just a YouTuber, right?
Okay.
The YouTuber. And then Tatro, I guess he started on... where did he start? YouTube as well?
I think YouTube, yeah.
Let's switch. Let's put Tatro as the YouTube, Wallace as the Instagram guy. He's good at it. What's the next one?
And then there's TikToker and influencer.
Ooh. Bro, I got one TikTok guy that is absolutely, bro. It's what he does. I don't know if you know this guy. I'm honestly gonna shout him out.
I knew you were gonna do this. You're gonna name a TikToker that you gotta put us on game real quick.
Dude, this guy will absolutely, I don't know what it is, but some of his shit is way too creative to be on TikTok. This guy right here, bro. Y'all check my homie out. I don't know if you can see it.
What's his at?
You can't see it, can you? Look up EVC Noble.
Okay.
Bro, this guy right here, some of his older shit, his newer shit's not as good, but like, bro, his skits are way, like, he's on.
Oh, I've seen this guy where he runs around in the parking garages and he acts like five different people at once. Yeah, I've seen this guy.
How does he do it, bro? When you watch one, it's more longer and obviously like our time span is short, but like, bro, watch his shit.
No, it's very well thought out too. Yeah, like you were saying. Those are funny.
Hell yeah. But there's more people, but I don't want to scroll through and, you know what I mean, just name a bunch of people.
All right. So then you got a influencer or celebrity.
Celebrity? Matthew McConaughey. I know he's old. I fucking love that guy, bro. Like Matthew McConaughey.
All right. Fucking A. No Addison Rae, no Dixie.
I'm all business, buddy.
Okay, so that's what it is. You're making the most money in there. Okay, and you're having a good time while you're doing it.
Yes,
all right. Once again, you're tuning in to Man to Man. We're on Dash Radio, dude. We got TikTok star and most famous for the new Kane Trujillo. Kane, okay. We're going to just shoot the shit with you, dude. It's one of our fun segments. Give your fans and those who are new to you maybe a chance to learn more about you and your personalities or just quick rapid-fire questions, whatever comes to your mind first. Let us hear it, dude. You ready? Alrighty, here we go. Favorite food in the fridge.
Favorite food in the fridge. Grapes.
Are you freezing the grapes?
No.
Okay.
Freezing grapes, right?
Yeah.
No. One of our boys freezes the grapes and it wasn't bad, dude.
What the fuck? Hell no.
Try it. You gotta try it because it's actually not half bad. put a little handful in the freezer and then come back a couple hours later and try it out.
I know. I was skeptical, dude.
I'll let you know how that goes after I do it. I got you.
Okay. What you eating? Green or purple, though?
Oh, we doing both.
Okay, both. Okay. Best party you've been to?
Best party I've been to. That's a toughie. Damn, you putting me on the spot, bro.
Got to, bro.
Because like, honestly, you guys don't know what it is. It was just like this house party in my area, my hometown, Greenville, South Carolina. It just got rowdy, bro. And I don't want to get in details, but because I'd probably get arrested.
That's the perfect answer, honestly.
That's it. Yeah, that's it, dude.
It got so rowdy, the cops, I could get arrested right now. That's the answer.
Okay, what about this? Most famous person that slid into the DMs?
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm putting you on blast.
My heat. Yeah.
Jeez.
Bro, there's so many. Oh. I don't want to sound like a dragon, homie, but you put me on the spot. I kind of want to, like, you know what I mean?
Take your time, bro. Take your time.
Yeah, take my time, bet. I got you. Let me scroll through.
Maybe it was the one that stuck out, like, damn, I can't believe that motherfucker just hit me up.
Well, we saw Zaire commenting on your Instagram. That must have felt pretty cool.
Bro, how do you see this?
Because we stalk you, dude, before we interview you.
Yeah. That's not. That's so funny, bro. Yeah, I was literally playing poker with my boys last night, and he commented. I was like, homie, I don't really say, like, you know, I don't flex much at the table, boys, but, like, Zaire way, just like,
yeah, that's insane, dude.
Yeah, bro, honestly, dog, not gonna lie, King Batch, I was like, get the fuck out of here. King Batch hit me up.
Okay, fucking A. What about you sliding into anybody else's DMs? Like, you got a celebrity crush or something, you just tried to shoot your shot?
Damn, bro. Honestly, dude,
I'm trying to shoot my shot all the time. It ain't working for me. I ain't got the numbers, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't want to say the real person because, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I'll say it, but, like, I'm just, dude, there's a bunch of, like I shoot a little bit now because the opportunity, it's much, I mean, not the opportunity, but the potential it of it actually happening, it's skyrocketed now because clout, you know.
Right. So,
I shoot a little bit, and honestly, I don't want to sound like a fucking douche, but I usually succeed. And
fine, dude. That's what we want to hear. Thank you for some dude out there succeeding. Fuck.
I choose wisely, though, man. Obviously, because, bro, there's some leeches out there, you know, that are just going to fucking come back at you and just want your clout. But right. Yeah, I don't say your name, but there's a couple girls I've hit up, and we're talking.
Okay. Golly, man. This guy's a bachelor already. If you could pick which content house, we just talked about you making your own content house, but if you could pick which content house would you choose to live in? Again, there's Sway House with the Pretty Boys, Hype House. FaZe House wouldn't be so bad. I'd fuck with FaZe House, but.
Bro, FaZe Rug hit me up and he was just like, dude, I love your shit. You know FaZe Rug.
Yeah.
He was just like, I love your shit. And bro, I was like, dude, I used to like watch your shit when I was like 10.
Yeah. Right. He's fucking huge.
I was a Call of Duty guy, and yeah, bro, I was just telling him, like, dude, you're more than welcome to hop on, like, a video with me. And he was like, listen, man, we might have a room or two opening up, believe it or not. And I was just like, maybe. There's a potential there with the FaZe House. If anybody, I don't really do, like, the whole dancing, nothing against the Sway Boys and shit, but, like, these FaZe House guys are business, bro. Like, I know Sway is too, but, like, I can't relate with those dancers, man.
They're just noodle dicks is what Portnoy calls them. Wiggle dicks. Would you ever want to live in like a content house or would you just want to stick to acting and kind of do your thing in wherever your name is called? Like, I don't know. Cause a lot of people want to be influenced and blow up, be like, fuck, I'll go live in a content house.
Absolutely. No, 100,000%. I want a content house. Me and some buddies are in a group chat and content guys, obviously on TikTok and Instagram that make comedy skits. And dude, I wanna get a group of like me and three other guys, bro, and just absolutely crush it on TikTok and fucking Instagram and make some skits, like comedy skits, man. Like Tatro started it. Like that shit is what people love, and obviously, like people like me can relate to, like you and him can laugh at my shit. You can't relate to dances. Like what the fuck is that shit, man? You know what I mean?
Yeah, Tatro's hilarious, dude. With that one YouTube video where he's acting like the Little League World Series and he's coming, all the kids are going in, then he's like, yeah, what's up, 6'5". Theo Von's another dude who actually just came to Nashville at the comedy club and he's fucking hilarious. I can't believe I missed it, but another guy I've been watching on TikTok. Let us know about the content house. We'll be there, whatever. How much money do you make on a TikTok video? Can you tell us or not?
I can't tell you that, boss.
Okay. Jake Paul or Ben Askren? Who you got?
Jake Paul.
Bryce Hall or Austin McBroom? There's the YouTube versus TikToker fight.
Ooh, wait. Who in Austin?
Bryce Hall or Austin McBroom.
I'm going to go with my dude, Bryce, because he's a TikToker. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Would you ever collab with Jackson Mahomes?
The football player?
His brother.
No, I've heard some sus.
I told you wouldn't do it. Dude. You said you would do it. I told you wouldn't do it. Okay, we had this one. This is a part of answer the internet questions. These next two from Barstool. Would you sleep with your cousin to win the Powerball? This was in our episode last week.
Absolutely not.
Okay, I said I would with my first cousin. Whatever. Would you take $50 million and never fall in love again, or find the love of your life tomorrow and live happily ever after?
$50 million. I'm business.
That's what I said. Liam's falling in love over here. Okay, we got a couple more for you, dude. Most nervous moment in your life? You don't really seem like a nervous dude. Anything that gave you some butterflies?
Yeah, bro. That's a good one. I'm not going to lie, dude. I don't know if you know Rachel Brosnahan. Probably not. She's an actress. No, never mind on that one. But I don't have a lot of those situations. Like I said,
what was the Rachel one? What was that one?
She's an actress. Marvelous Maisel, the Marvelous Maisel on HBO. It's a fucking massive show. I was in New York City pursuing acting, like I said. And I had a speaking role on the show. A little like 2 minute clip of me and Marvelous Maisel. Marvelous Miss Maisel. It's fucking, dude, it's a classic show, honestly.
I'll look it up. Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
She's an amazing actress. I mean, dude, this shit, like basically I was right beside her, but I didn't have any lines with her. And it was weird, bro. Like, I don't know what it was, but that was like my first time beside a major like celebrity actress.
Right.
But it just felt like amazing. Like I had some butterflies for sure.
Yeah, Lee, I couldn't do it, dude. I pissed my pants. You got a dream car, dude?
Dream car? Not gonna lie, bro. Like, I'm a big sport car kind of guy. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I'm gonna say Lamborghini. Fuck it. Yeah.
We knew he was gonna say that. Damn.
You want the Lamb? You want the Lamb truck? Have you seen that?
Fuck no, Lamborghini.
Okay. He going a two seater. All right, we got two more for you here, Kane. LeBron or MJ? We are a basketball show. We got to ask you.
Oh, bro. Honestly, dog, I want you to have me back on so we can talk about some basketball.
Okay. Well, we did. Okay, next time we'll talk about basketball, dude. We didn't know if you were really involved or not.
I love sports, dog. And honestly, like, I'm not very involved in basketball, but I'll talk about sports with you guys, bro.
What do you think about the March Madness?
Oh, dude, didn't pay too much attention, but like, I know there was a lot of buzzer beaters.
Yeah.
But like, what's it called? Fucking, he's got
Baylor Gonzaga, dude.
Gonzaga blew it. They blew it. But to answer your question, LeBron. By a mile.
Okay. Did you see the MJ doc though?
One episode. I don't know if that.
Oh man, you gotta watch it, bro. It might change your life because I thought it was LeBron too, man. I still root for LeBron's legacy, but Liam, MJ or LeBron?
I don't do the comparison anymore. It's a Mount Rushmore. It's not one or the other who's better. It's Mount Rushmore. Okay. I told you that.
You did. So. Okay. All right. Last one we got here. Best NBA show out there. NBA The Jump, Inside the NBA, or our show, Man to Man.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
We're going to have to clip this one, Hoop, to put it at the very end. Best NBA show out there. NBA The Jump, Inside the NBA, or our show, Man to Man.
Man to Man. Not even close.
Come on, baby. Kane Trujillo. It's been a pleasure, dude. Thanks for hanging out with the boys.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It is pronounced Trujillo.
Trujillo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've been saying it wrong this whole time, dude. I apologize. Kane Trujillo. Trujillo. That's why I'm terrible at Spanish, dude. That's why I never passed Spanish class.
No worries.
Dude, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for hanging out with the boys. For those wanting to keep up with you, where can they find you at?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I appreciate you having me, bro. Y'all some cool dudes. You guys can find me on Instagram, Kane Trujillo. It's a hard one. Type in KaneTru, you'll pop it up. On TikTok, where I'm most known for, go show some love, boys. Newman, N as in nothing, EUMANE, Newman.
There you go, baby. And then you got any last, what, you got anything in the near future that us other followers can kind of keep up with? Are you working on any projects right now? Or are you going to just keep fucking new-newing away, dude?
Yes, sir. Hey, we're going to be milking it. We're milking the Nuno. Best believe
I fucking love it, man.
You guys will see me in Los Angeles soon with collabs that you guys would have never thought would be possible. Let's just say that.
Fucking hey, dude. We're ready. We're riding on the journey with you, brother. Again, thanks for hanging out with us, Kane. And we'll be sure to have you on and we'll send you some fucking gear while we're here, dude.
Hey, appreciate you guys, man. Keep going.
Thanks, Sam. Take care, brother.
Hey, bro.
Kane Trujillo. Cool dude. TikTok star, showed a bunch of my friends his videos even before we had the interview with the guy. And they're like, hell yeah, dude, that dude's funny as fuck. We posted it on our Instagram, the Guess Who Silhouette. Somebody guessed it right. Somebody also said Bruno Mars. And then another one of my buddies was like, oh, you can't use that silhouette with the top hat or whatever. And I said, why not, dude? And he's like, because that's completely thrown off. I said, it was from the Titanic video. It's fucking hilarious. Anyways, TikTok star, he does his thing. He's been doing his thing. Probably makes a bag on TikTok, which is super cool. But that's the whole thing with TikTok, man. That's why I had the question, is TikTok dying? And it doesn't seem like it is, just because it gives that platform for literally anybody to go viral. And then once you catch that algorithm, you got to utilize it. You pretty much have to abuse it to the point where you stay in that algorithm. And then once you build that following, you just have that whole community behind you. And I feel like it gets easier after time, but the hardest step is making that first step of trying to get in the TikTok algorithm, get a video to go viral, continue to make good content. He was talking about how you have to push videos out, quantity over quality, until you actually hit that quality standpoint and you reach all these followers. So cool tip, cool tricks that he showed us, and super cool dude. Maybe we can meet him here in the future.
Yeah, he's a good. I mean, just his story of, you know, growing up overnight, basically in the TikTok world during quarantine, and putting out funny videos. And he's, you know, doing great for himself, right? And they're funny videos. And like you were talking about, quality now. Now that he has all these followers, the videos just, I feel like, keep getting better from him in terms of like funnier and just content side of it, all these ideas. So cool for him, dude. I mean, I love the videos. So if you haven't checked them out, definitely go check them out.
Kane Trujillo on Instagram and Newmain on TikTok. But yeah, super cool, dude. It's just kind of crazy how it just gives you that platform. I think, so that being said, that whole point being said, I don't think TikTok's dying. I think we've heard a lot of people that started going viral on TikTok, like those guys and all the content houses and everything else, talking about how it's dry. It's probably just because they hit peak performance on that app. So right. It's like you have to find something else, kind of like what you're talking about, Addison Rae and all those other people going into singing, musicians, like those TikTokers that are like boxing and stuff, not doing that whole thing. They don't even like to call themselves noodle dicks anymore or wiggle dicks. They're like, well, I'm a musician, I'm a singer. And that's like, hold up now. But is that fair, though? I don't know. Like, I'll give it to them. But yeah, they took the platform to like make themselves famous.
Right. They took the platform that TikTok created with all these followers and then moved that into kind of maybe more of the direction that they see themselves. Because I don't think anybody in their right mind would be like, at least over the last year, oh, I'm going to grow up and be a TikTok star. You know? Right. That's not what it is. It's more of like a, you know, let's be get famous on TikTok and then venture into with all my followers into maybe what I really wanted to do in the first place. And like we saw with Kane is acting. He wants to take it into, you know, beyond TikTok and get into the acting world, which is, you know, even a more just a cool story in itself too.
So. Respect to him though for doing acting and trying that before going TikTok famous too though.
Right, exactly. And
just a wiggle dick that's just dancing and shit and like showing their pretty face. Like, I guarantee those guys probably didn't do anything
right
before, unless they just did like modeling or something.
Right. But cool deal. Let's get into our game of the week for you guys. I think you're up first this week. What is your game of the week, Mr. Sir Twisington?
It's got to be Pacers versus Clippers. My game of the week, Tuesday night on TNT. Not sure what the Pacers are, where they're really at right now. I think they're 10th in the East. And obviously, this could look like a blowout game, but it's our Pacers, so we got to fucking bet on them, right? So watch this game. Anytime we get national television, I'm going to put my eyes on it. I haven't really been watching basketball that much just because, like you were saying with the Super Bowl, man, if it's just not your team doing well, then you don't really watch it. I totally get that with the Pacers, but this is my game of the week. Hit the over on this game. They'll score a lot of points.
There you go. I'll go into my game of the week. Thursday night, also on TNT at 7:30, Bucks against the Hawks. Hawks are my team from the jump this year. I wrote a blog about how they're going to make a presence in the whole, you know, Eastern Conference in terms of making the playoffs and maybe shocking some heads. And this game is a perfect, you know, chance for them to do that. Probably not going to be favored in this game, but I'm going to take the Hawks plus the points. I think they'll probably be, I don't know, 4 or 5 point underdogs. So take the points. And then you gotta believe in your guy from day one, Trae Young, over 30 points. Lock that in for your game of the week sure. But yeah, I mean, anything else you want to add on this episode? Thanks for Kane coming on. It was a great, you know, interview for him and get us kind of some recognition as well. Anything else from you?
No, that's it, man. Super cool interview, and we'll keep trying to do these interviews because this is fun to me. I liked it. It was really cool to have him on.
For sure, for sure. But with that, guys, this week's episode is going to come to a wrap. If you enjoyed the episode, again, give us a good review, 5-star rating, subscribe. And most importantly, Mr. Twizzington, what are we doing out there?
Share with your mom and get your damn merch.
Exactly. Again, where do you get that exclusive merch? It's on our Patreon. Our Patreon is live. We got some, you know, initial followers. We're looking to create and grow that a little bit more. But if you want to do that, that is also in the description of the whatever you listen to or watching right now. So go click and become a supporter. But everything else, you can find us on social media at Man to Man Podcast. Yeah, come join the community, man. With that, we will namaste you guys out of here. Namaste to you guys.
Namaste, baby. Peace and nation. Only in the night. Big blunt rolling, only in the
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.